Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hi, Angels, and welcome to the, you guys that are listening in now or going to download it later. You know, I was going to do a show on numbers and animal totems, but I decided to do it a little different. And not me, but the angel said, do it this way. And I go, why? And I go, well, there's specific people that are supposed to call in tonight. And I see that they're there. A couple of them are. And I'm sure the others will come if it's meant to be. But I'm going to, first of all, I'm going to go to Victoria. And Victoria, I know you have a number. What's your number? 8675309, my number, right? Hold on one second. Let's see who is. Okay. Victoria, what's your favorite number? What number are you seeing all the time?
I usually see a lot of some angel numbers.
Okay. You see 444? That's the one I saw. And that's the one that I saw, and still do. I know it's my angels talking to me. Because there's a book called The Messenger. You're supposed to read that, The Messengers, and it talks about what 444 means, but it means that the angels are supporting you, your angels and guides are around you, and your guardian angel. I used to get woken up at 444. Is that not cool? And I still do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Thousands of angels surround you at the moment, loving and supporting you. You have a very strong and clear connection with the angelic realm, and you yourself are an earth angel. Wow. You have nothing to be in fear. All is well. I know you're starting a new job. Okay, so that's your message for the angels right there now. And you're starting a new job, starting your new business. Angel Victoria's a life is the angel coach, and she does horseback riding. She's an animal communicator. She's just a real Dr. Doolittle. She's a girl. All good. Right? Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay, here's your angels. Instead of warning, ask for divine guidance. That is something that you probably do better than a lot of people. And so I know that about you. But when you go in for your new job, just ask for guidance, okay? Do you understand? You have another question you want to ask? What's your other question? Okay.
Animal totem stuff. Oh, yeah, right. You're doing that, so?
No, I'm not doing that tonight. Okay, but your hawk is with you. That's the thing. I changed it because they asked me to change it. Listen, here's a message for you, too, as well. You need to continue to build, all right? I don't know what that means, but you've got to continue building. Don't drop the ball, okay? Don't get sidetracked.
Okay.
Just continue to build, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Build your life purpose, build whatever, all right? And building's going to make room for the guy, okay? Not only to build, make the videos, but make... Okay, that's a good one. Make space. I'm sorry.
Nice one. Nice plug.
Victoria, you guys, I love her. She's a little messy, okay? And so she goes, I got to clean up. So clean up for the guy, too, okay? Not only to put new stuff in your new place, but your new guy, all right? And you're like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Therese?
No.
Anyway.
It's necessary.
It's necessary. Yes, it is. And you got your little hawk there. He's like a little messy here for me to make a nest. So it's all good. Okay. hold on, Victoria. I'm going to pull somebody else on. And the gang's all here. Hey. What's going on there, Chris? I'm glad you're here. Here's the deal. You asked me a question today. And I'm going to answer it. Sue asked me a question. How many of us would like to leave our full-time job to have a great income building our own business? I think all of us would, right? And I know James does. He does what he loves, loves what he does. He's got more things that he's doing. But see, here's the thing. When I got your, we have a hard time asking for money, right? When we're doing things, you know, giving our services. But I'm going to promise you this, and this is a message for you. Two things here. First of all, when you feel super confident about what you're doing and you don't have to hide your light, you don't feel like you have to hide what you do. Or not talk about it because you're not sure how people will understand.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way? Okay.
Yep.
Do you And do you ever feel like, well, she doesn't have a lot of money or he doesn't have a lot of money, who am I to ask to be paid? Do you ever feel that way? Because you need to be, you're doing this. Okay. Here's the deal. I remember feeling like that, but if I teach people how to pay me, I'm always going to pay my own bills. I'm always going to be able to create a great life with abundance, right? Because I am paying my bills on time. And if they're not paying their bills on time with several excuses, it would be better if everybody could pay bills on time, correct? So if I teach them to pay me on time, then I'm teaching myself to pay my bills on time. And then they and I'm going to tell you something. Has anybody here listening ever been financially stressed? I think that's a nice way of saying you're broke, okay? And so here's the deal with that. The big message for you is go ahead and ask for the money. And don't let them wait till Friday if you can. You got to break that habit. I mean, I have one or two people now that do that because I used to do that in my own life, allow it to slide, right? And who am I to ask for money? But, now they go, Tree, you're like a Guido. I go, no, you're going to pay me because I know what I'm worth. And you want to see my gift is free, my time is not. And right now I'll call and I say, you owe me money, right? But very rarely do I have to do that because everybody pays me on time, okay? So learn to ask for that money. Put it behind you that it's going to be it's an issue. And who are you to ask for money? Look who your creator is. How can you be anything less than? Okay.
I love that quote, Therese. My gift is free, my time is not.
Yes, my gift is free, my time is not. Now, I'm going to share this with you, and you guys, I'm getting to the rest of you guys too as well. And I'm going to give you your number, and I'm going to tell you what number I'm getting for you, but the one thing I'm going to share with this, because this is the same number I have. It's actually when you do my birth number and all that kind of stuff, whatever. But anyway, one of the things that I was financially stressed at one time, and I remember having to borrow money. And this person thought because I borrowed money that they could talk to me however they want, you know, and treat me. You've ever had that happen? And I was like, okay. And so I paid them, right? And then when we got to the point where because they were so much of a hassle with me, and when I was really low, because you know I lost everything, and then when they lost everything, they came to me and she didn't even talk to me about it. She just kept the money and didn't pay me, and she called me about 4 months later and she says, I'm so, I need to talk to you, I need a session. I go, I'm not going to leave you any longer, okay? Because I go, you think it's okay to take from me like that? And I go, you know it's not. And I said, my gift is free. My time is not. And she goes, well, I'll pay you now. I go, no, I don't need that hassle in my life. I really don't. And I said, so I'm going to suggest it's good to somebody else. You know what I mean? But that felt really good to be able to do that because I knew I owed her nothing, but she still had the mentality that I owed her everything. You understand what I'm saying? And so when you get that confident in yourself and your gift, you won't be afraid to ask for money. And, you know, as I said, I've made a lot of money in the past. I'm making really great money now, and I'm going to make even more in the future. We all are. Okay, so on that note, what number do you think what number is your number that you want to ask about? Because I've got a number for you.
For me? 120. I can't think of a number.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the one I got for you. It's 10.
Okay.
Okay. All right, 10.
All right.
And, 10 in the Kabbalah means that you can either create or manifest for the good or create and manifest for the not good, okay? Do you understand? What does that mean? That means you can create from fear or you can create from love. You can create from desire, you can create from need, okay? The choice is really yours and where your vibration is, okay? Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense because 10 can be 10 or it can be 1.
There you
go.
So
it just depends on how I want to work it.
There you go. Exactly. So I wanted to give you that. I want to talk to you more about the question, too, but that was two things that popped up. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to pull a life purpose card. I don't use cards, but I think angels that use these. Okay. Talk to your angels. Okay. Instead of worrying, ask for divine guidance. That's funny. Okay. Cool. Steph, I'm doing that, right? Okay.
Hi.
Oh, darn angel. Isn't that fun? It's all good. Okay. Hold on, Sue, because I'm going to pull somebody else on, too, as well. And Jens, I see you. I'm so glad you're here. Jens is our favorite. He's a Hey, it's Therese. Is this Jen? Jen?
do any sinning, Jen? Okay. Jen is not doing any sinning, but she's having a good time. Figuring out, getting her higher power, connecting with the angel, and all that kind of stuff.
Hold on a second. Stop. I'm a shooter. What is your, what's your favorite number? Jen?
Jen? Oh, my favorite number is seven.
Seven. Is that, do you see that number all the time?
I've been seeing a lot of 111s, and like right now I just saw 555.
Okay, so let's look up 11. It's all a form of 11. Okay. Oh wow. Okay. You know, somebody else called me about 11 too. 11. Pay attention to your repetitive thoughts and ideas, as they are answer to your prayers. This number also signifies a highly creative person, and you also need to avoid addictive behaviors. Okay, that includes drama, food, alcohol, and cookies. No, I'm kidding. Cookies are for me, actually. That's all good. But, all right. So 11. It's all form, and one is creating with the divine. So you know what I mean. There's only the one. I am. And whoever I told you had the om, that's you, Sue. The om, when you look at it, it means one and O. I used to have, that was my 10M was my apartment number when I was in Miami Beach. And I remember thinking, oh, that's one, or om, you know, the sound of creation. So go a lot of different ways with that. All right, so let me pull your life purpose card. Okay, it's really going to be taking you to Vegas. It's all good. Okay. You heal with kind words, wise advice, and a sympathetic, empathetic ear. Sound like you?
Mm-hmm. Right, definitely.
You got a future with that one. All right. So, and however you look at that, we always have a home for you at Angel Coaches. Okay. So, anyway, hold on. Got my favorite. James, my hairstylist and my friend. Hi,
James. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's everything at the office?
Oh, the office was splendid. It was very hairy. God, you guys are slow today. What is wrong?
That's funny.
Hey, if anybody's looking for appliances, Tiger Direct on Federal Highway is going out of business. So I just picked up a TV.
A TV? How much you pay
this
for?
Was
a good deal?
Yeah, it was $800 for a 55-inch LED Samsung.
Wow. Where is it?
Tiger Direct.
On Federal.
Oh, wow.
Federal.
Yeah, and the one on Hillsborough is going out of business too.
Well,
they're going
saying, hey, sign me up for that.
Anyway.
If you want a TV or anything, I'll go there and get it for you.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
James, what's your favorite number? What number are you
13.
Seeing?
13.
I've always seen 13.
Okay. You feel it, you know, 13, some people back like good luck, but in the Kabbalah, I think, if I remember correctly, it's the very number of good luck. So just to let you know. But when I'm looking at it now, it's in the Masters asking you to stay positive and give them any fears or doubts that you may have so that it can help you heal and change it. This number also means the sacred, sacred feminine, the goddess, and the intuitive side, as there are 13 moon cycles in a year. All right, so you know what you're going through. We talked about it on the call this morning. So I think that's a nice thing for you there, okay? Anyway, your soul longs to express itself creatively, okay? So I know you're doing that with hair, but I know we talked about this, about you coaching, and you're doing a lot of healing. So anyway, you're so much more than just another pretty face, so I think there's, you know what I feel about that, and I think you feel the same thing, don't you?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
Good. Good. So you got the 13. It's a positive number.
and everything. So just hey, go with it. All right. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, and you've got the Ascended Master. And work with that pendulum, okay? You know, me and Sue and Victoria and Jan, we'd all like to have a pendulum reading. Okay? There you go. Anyway,
okay, I better work.
Any other questions? Yeah, there you go. Have any questions? You have a question you want to ask about your angels?
Me?
Yes. Let me tell you what I'm getting. If it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there's an angel out there. She's actually Ascended Master. Her name is Maat, M-A-A-T. Hold on a second. And she said, I'm with you. I'm helping. She says, I help in all legal matters, making things fair and clearing things up to make them right. Okay, that's what she's just telling me. Maat, M-A-A-T. She says, light a candle. I prefer white, which is James, and say a prayer and ask for my guidance. Get that?
Okay.
Is that her name?
Her name is Maat, M-A-A-T.
Oh.
That's her name.
But is that her
name?
Oh, okay.
Yes, but you can use it too. Yeah, well, you can use it as well, okay? But I know James' situation really well, and, you know, so he and I are, like, connected like brother and sister, or friends or whatever. I mean, this is Rumpelstiltskin. He calls me, although it matter what he calls me.
Yeah,
but, yeah, Rumpel.
Brother and sister. We didn't get to choose.
Well, you know, my birthday is and Christmas is, right? Birthday girls and birthday brothers and sisters. Anyway, he's a beautiful soul. He's going through a great deal of stuff. And so, you know, but if you have Christmas issues, you can ask for her help either. Light a white candle, say a prayer to her in the morning, and ask for her guidance and her help, okay? And because she's with you. All right, I was like, she's with him. And there also feels like there's an angel with you, too. I'm trying to get it, but I can't right now. Legal matters, putting things up, I'm not sure. But that one, you've got Maat there, okay? So anyway,
okay.
Good deal. And you've got the 13th. Number 13 is there helping you, working with you. How about you? Do you have any questions? Do you have a legal matter you're working through as well, Jen?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to call the ticket tomorrow.
Oh, you got a ticket? All right. That's good.
Yeah.
I have a problem. Yeah, I get you. James,
it's not
right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you. Okay.
But however the chips may fall, what can I do, you know? So
just ask for her help. That's what I would do. So anyway.
That's all
okay,
I do. I'm going to light that candle when I call.
Yeah. Yeah, tell James the same thing. James, same thing. Okay, Lourdes is here. Lourdes, wife and Lourdes. How are you?
I'm okay, good. I'm just leaving work. Sorry that I can join you right now.
Yeah. You're just leaving
work?
Okay, it's a long day for you. All right. I'm going to tell you, I want to hear what number you want. Are you like, so here is the... here is the card. Your natural energy healing abilities are important part of your life purpose. I always feel in the past year or so that that part of you, you're putting on the back burner. It's time to bring it on the front burner. Lourdes is extremely psychic and fun and a character, okay, like we all are. So that's the message I got for you, Lourdes. And we talked about that before.
Oh.
And what you... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Tori, I'm going to do that right now. That was the fight. But you've got to, you're clean. Yeah, but you need to really think about that, okay? What's your number? Favorite number? Yes, what's your number?
Oh, number 8.
Did you know
eight.
That's the sign of infinity?
I like number 8.
Oh, do you? In Chinese culture, the number 8 means going on forever, infinity. How cool is that, right? So...
I like 8.
I like 8 too. Financial abundance is coming your way now.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Financial abundance is coming your way now. Okay. Just enjoy the process. You got to get out of the way and let it come. Sometimes that's what people forget to do. Why isn't it here? Because you're putting up a big old roadblock. So I believe that the tree of abundance that I put out, I sent you guys the other day. Read that every day, okay? James has been reading it and all that. And if you can't, the tree, I don't know what's at, I will resend it to you again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions? No?
No,
okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to coming to get an energy real healing from you, okay? You're just saying, I'm coming to you to get away from
your injury.
Healing.
Yeah.
All right, my dear.
Oh, God. So, yeah. Okay.
Any questions, anybody from anywhere? Okay. Jen, Sue. Sue, questions or thoughts? Okay. No thoughts, no questions. I'm going to close this call then because I want you guys to go enjoy your family, enjoy dinner. And, James, I'll catch up with you later. You guys, it's really just important that you meditate and light that candle and say a prayer to her because she's with you. There's an angel, and I'll think about it because I can't figure it out who it is. Anyway, so I'll get back with you both about that. And we've got some really cool stuff happening in Angel Coaches. You guys do not want to miss it. We've got some new coaches and revamping the whole site where everybody's going to be able to do blog, make money, have fun, and really, really be creative, okay? And we've got some new stuff coming out and some new videos and some new coaches that are excellent at reading. Whitney, myself, and Sue are going to be doing readings. I got to get with both of them and find a time that works for the schedule. And so we're going to put it, I think we're going to do that on a special day. So you guys don't want to miss that. And I hope you like the videos. We've got a new show coming out Thursday. I have a guy that's going to be on Thursday night, Transformation Thursday, that has worked so hard on his life. He is amazing. And he's going through some healing work and doing some healing things that's made a whole difference in his physical body, also his spiritual body, and his emotional body. So expect to be what he's doing, you guys. You don't want to miss the show. So I think that's all for now. I'm going to say have a great night, and I will see you guys on Thursday night at 8 p.m., I think, or 7:30 or 8. I can't remember what time it is. But we'll put it all out on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Please listen in. This guy's amazing because he's one of your guys that is making a difference with himself, with other people, and also being paid for it, what he's worth. All of us that in the past or may have had issues with asking for money, then this is a dude that you need to listen to. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and I will see you on Thursday. Sorry, you guys, I will see you on our site. And you guys, we're putting together a certified angel coaches course. If you want to be an angel coach, you've got to listen. This is amazing. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.